After months of negotiations, the University of South Florida reached an agreement with the Police Benevolent Association on a contract for the University Police Department on Tuesday. Yesterday, the police ratified the contract by a vote of 24-4. The university police had suggested that they were understaffed, in part because their low salary scale could not compete with nearby police departments, leading to a high turnover of officers. Sandy Lovins is Associate Vice President of Human Resources at USF and was the chief negotiator for the USF Board of Trustees.
This is a three-year contract, and in year one, we are going to be increasing the base salaries of current officers with 0 to 2 years of experience of service on our force. We're going to be raising that up to $38,500, and for officers with 2 to 5 years of service, we're going to be increasing their base wages to $40,000.
The base salary for officers had been just over $35,000 per year. Lovin said there were other perks built into the contract.
In addition, each officer is going to receive a lump sum gross step amount equivalent to $2,500. And then in addition, in year one, the officers will be eligible to participate in a pay-for-performance program that will grant an additional bonus from $500 to $1,000 based on their performance for the last 2 years.
In the following year of the contract, officers that had been with USF for longer than 5 years would also get pay increases.
Year two of the contract, there is a compression and retention pay adjustment, which is a base pay adjustment for all officers. And that ranges anywhere from 1.5% up to 3%, and that is based on years of service. In addition, in year two, they're also eligible once again for a pay-for-performance program, which is a bonus program, anywhere from $500 to $1,000 based on their performance for the last year.
The lead negotiator for the University Police, Greg Stout, who is president of the West Central Florida Police Benevolent Association, was not available for comment. The president of the USF chapter of the United Faculty of Florida, Sherman Dorn, who is an associate professor of education at USF, is pleased that there's an agreement on the contract for the university police.
I'm glad that the administration and one of the campus unions were able to come to an agreement. That's a good thing. I know that a lot of students and faculty and staff have been worried about campus security, and this is something that's of importance to hundreds of people at the University of South Florida.
In December, contract negotiations between the university and its police broke down. But Sandy Lovin says that the two sides were able to come together.
We had been negotiating for several months, and unfortunately in December it just really had slowed, or stalled, I should say, to a point that, you know, both parties were feeling was probably not where we wanted to be. So in order to move it along and advance the process, the university had declared impasse. And what that means is then it goes into a more formal process, and it goes before a special master, and then advances before the legislative body for final outcome. And that would have been had the process played out, but as you're aware, we had reached an agreement before that process took place.
The negotiation breakdown came on the heels of a study commissioned by USF. The university paid $13,000 to Hallcrest Systems, Inc. to study the safety of the campus. It concluded that the USF Police Department is understaffed and had a non-competitive compensation package. The new contract should improve those problems, Lovin said.
I think that this is an incredibly strong contract, and you know, one that I think all of us are quite proud of. And I know I've spoken with the president of the PBA, and I think this is something that we're very pleased to be at a point. I feel very confident it is going to strengthen tremendously our ability to attract and retain strong officers here at this university. What I had indicated to you before was of existing officers, but in addition, we're going to be raising starting salaries of new recruits coming in off the street significantly, and I really am very, very confident that that is going to allow us to recruit very, very talented law enforcement professionals.
United Faculty of Florida's Sherman Dorn told WMNF that the other three unions of USF employees deserve fair contracts as well. Negotiations for all three should begin between this week and early February.
I hope that this is the first of several agreements on campus that satisfies both the administration and the unions at USF.
Sandy Lovins is on the USF bargaining team for negotiations with the other unions. WMNF asked Lovins whether she had any insight on how those contract negotiations might go.
You know, I think that they're they're not all the same, and some of them are reopeners, some of them are initial contracts, and I think it really just depends on each individual union.
The USF Board of Trustees still needs to ratify the contract. That could happen within the next 2 to 4 weeks. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.